Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
Yeah, I've got a couple of charges on my account from you guys, and I can't figure out what you are. It started back on Christmas when my wife did a survey for Kohl's. Does that sound familiar to you guys?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what kind of company is this? Because Kohl's says they don't do anything.
We are a third-party company, sir. We service over thousands of products for different companies.
Okay. Now then, so she approved the $7.95 for shipping. And then today, I've got another charge for $67.32, and I'm trying to figure out what that's for. Because she didn't authorize this, nor did I.
Can I have your first and last? I'm sorry. Can I have your zip code?
98303.
98303? Correct. Could I have your first or last name?
It would probably be hers, so it would be Penny Patterson.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you verify the address for me?
8807 Salal Drive, Anderson Island, Washington.
You said 8807 Salal Drive, Anderson Island, Washington?
Correct. Salal, S-A-L-A-L.
Okay, thank you, sir. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
Okay, I'm still trying to figure out what this is. She answered a email to do a survey, and it said it charged $7.95, which she authorized. And then this morning, I get up, and I've got a charge for $67.32 that I don't know what it's for because nobody authorized it to the same account. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, the reason you're being charged is $67.32. Well, the reason they're trying to charge you is because of the first charge that was made on December 25th.
Correct.
She entered into a sweepstakes for a chance to win a Crusette. She entered into a sweepstakes for a chance to win a Crusette. And
Correct. Yeah, go ahead.
And by you or whoever making that charge, you are agreeing to the terms and conditions. And those terms and conditions stated that if you do not call in to cancel your account, sir, you will be billed monthly. And each time you're billed, it will increase your chances of winning.
Okay. So I'm calling in to cancel the account then, I guess.
Okay. Okay, so that account has been canceled for you. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Can I get an email confirming that?
You should receive an email, and I can also give you a cancellation number.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
One moment, sir. One moment.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, sir, are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yeah, go ahead.
The C is in Charlie.
263-598-364.
Charlie, 263-598-364. C is in Charlie at the beginning.
Correct. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.